Schomburger here with you, set for high school basketball action. Still some room here at the gym in Alcona, so come on out, enjoy some high-powered North Star League Big Dipper action, having our starting lineups announced here for the Mayo Thunderbolts. They will start tonight. Number 2, Carter Long. Number 3, Nathan Hurst. Number 5, Austin Fox. Number 10, Hunter Perez. And number 15, Zeke Morris. Of course, no Gage Long tonight, so Carter Long will step in for them. No national anthem for the second year. The Pep Band played the first one. I was excited to get that on the air. Shout out to the Alcona Pep Band here today.
Oh, there we go. So we don't have an anthem tonight. We're going right into basketball.
Yeah, they did after the first one. Lights go out here in Alcona, ready for our second set of the starting lineups. It's, of course, the home Alcona Tigers. The phone flashlights on their way out, and they will start. Number 4, DJ Howe, 23 points the other night against the Oscoda Owls. Number 14, Hayden Johnston. He probably saved 23 points the other night against the Owls. Number 24, the young point guard, Garrett Summers. Number 30, David Charbonneau, who I'm 95% certain gave me a chocolate chip cookie today while I was here. He made it himself. Some sort of school project. And number 50, Jacob Renchinski, will be our final starter here tonight. So that has us set for high school basketball. Glad you're here with us on a Friday night, man. You and I love doing basketball any day of the week, but, man, there's just something about these Friday night games.
I like them, too. I like Friday night basketball games, and I really love Saturday afternoon basketball games. We hardly ever get one, but
we don't get those Saturday afternoon games. That's usually we have hockey those days instead. This game brought to you in part by Coletta Air of Oscoda, the Kirtland Insurance Agency in Mayo and Lewiston, and Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda. Zeke Morris, DJ Howe meet at center court. Alcona will go right to left. Mayo will go left to right, and we're set for high school basketball action. Here we go. Ball in the air. Controlled by the Tigers. Garrett Summers will bring it across. Hunter Perez playing right on him. Looks like tight man-to-man. Hayden Johnston left side. Now inside to DJ Howe. One step, right hand scores.
Good way to start for DJ. Little floating right-hander.
Looks like Alcona going to start off man-to-man. Zeke Morris has it on that right wing. Goes up top, Austin Fox. Pump fake, drive to the free throw line. Floater in the lane, off glass, no good. Hayden Johnston a rebound. He'll give it to the point guard, Summers. Summers will jog across the line. Hunter Perez meets him. It's a zone right here for the Tigers. They switch it. Step in the lane, sharpen on free throw line. Jumper is no good. Long rebound is tipped out of bounds. Heads up, Ben Murphy over there. Oh, he moved. He's not sitting over there anymore. But heads up to the whole crowd that is sitting over there. Knocked out of bounds by Mayo. Alcona retains possession. They lead 2-0. Summers will trigger from the sideline. Goes up top to Charbonneau. Back to Summers. Steps to the corner. Down inside Renchinski. And, man, they had the mismatch. They got the switch where they had Hunter Perez on Renchinski, the biggest guy on the floor. But Perez does a great job. Knocks it off of Renchinski. And Mayo will bring the basketball up. Left side to Austin Fox, guarded by Hayden Johnston. Dribbles it back out. Looking. Now he'll reset. Dribbles over to the right side now. Still with the basketball. Finally throws it across to Hurst. Into the corner, Perez. Open corner three. That's a little bit long. And rebound pulled down by DJ Howe. 6:40 to play in the first. 2-0 Alcona. Charbonneau on that right side. He'll drive into the corner. Now back up top, DJ Howe. He pump fakes. Asked for Garrett Summers to take the basketball. He will give it to Summers. Go right side, Charbonneau. They'll dump inside to Howe. Howe, power dribble through some contact, and DJ Howe. They're running that offense through him. Two inside buckets, and DJ Howe, probably the best inside presence. He's got some body over top of Zeke Morris, and he's used it early. Hunter Perez has the basketball up top. Now left side to Austin Fox. Screen going to be coming across. Goes against it. Fox now cross court to Hunter Perez. Now up top. to Carter Long. Carter Long swinging it to the right side. Nathan Hurst. We have really not moved off the top. Hurst drives, kicks out to Perez. Good defense by Charbonneau to get out. Dump inside to Hurst. Goes pump fake up and under. Nathan Hurst, a nice bucket.
Real nice bucket there. Good answer. Something that the Mayo team needed.
4-2 Alcona. Summers brings it across the timeline. Screen coming from Johnston, and now a double team comes. Back up top, Johnston. Left corner, DJ Howe settles into a three. Off rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Zeke Morris.
Zeke Morris went up high to get that rebound. Real good board there for Zeke.
And now he'll pop the three. A little bit short, and rebound to DJ Howe. DJ Howe's it poked away by Nathan Hurst, and Mayo will come back away with it.
Second Alcona turnover here in the first quarter.
We played 3 minutes, and Mayo a turnover as Zeke Morris cut back door after DJ Howe overcommitted. Miscommunication, Hurst throws it out of bounds. Hurst and DJ Howe doing battle. Sorry, we've got our power strip underneath the scores table, which keeps on getting knocked around, but we should have it taken care of. Hurst and Howe have each scored 4 points in the game. We're tied at 4, 3:35 to play in our first quarter. Alcona with the basketball inbounding from underneath their bucket. This game brought to you in part by New Star Insurance of Mayo and the Lunchbox of Curran. Ricky Schott checks into the game for Jacob Renchensky. A little small ball is going to be played here by the Tigers. Summers will inbound. Goes up top to Ricky Schott. Schott up top to Garrett Summers. Summers now dribbles right side to Schott. Schott dribbling around in the right side. Now drives. Kick to DJ Howe. It was tipped. He's able to retain it. Into the lanes. Straight up. Can't score. And rebound to Zeke Morris. Mayo quickly up the floor in a game tied at 4. 3 minutes to play in our first quarter. We've yet to have a foul, which I'm just going to jinx that. Zeke Morris has the basketball up top. Austin Fox now with it. Couple of jab steps on Hayden Johnston. He drives right side. Now goes left side. Zeke Morris. Zeke Morris looking for someone. Now goes back up top to Hurst. Right side to Austin Fox. Inside to Carter Long. Carter Long up off the glass and good.
Good shot by the kid. Uses the glass right off the window, and it's 6-4 Mayo.
They take their first lead of the game. Garrett Summers, crossover in the lane, goes up through contact. It's blocked. Able to tip it out, but rebound comes down to Long, and then Austin Fox with the basketball for Mayo. Mayo brings it across. Good energy in the building here today. Good basketball. 6-4, Mayo leads. 6 minutes in, pass is thrown high, and we got a foul coming on Carter Long, and so Alcona will take the basketball. Long dive undercutting shot, and Ricky Schott coming up a little bit hurt on that ankle, which means we'll take him out of the game. Hopefully he's okay. Wallenmeyer will now check into the game. DJ Howe will inbound the Tigers with the basketball. Trailing 6-4, tight man-to-man defense here by Mayo. Right side, David Charbonneau. Gets a screen by Wallenmeyer. Charbonneau drives in. There's a foul. Looks like a blocking foul coming on Long. That's his second, team second.
Yep, second quickly, too, two in a row. They'll inbounds from underneath the basket.
Summers will trigger from underneath, looking for Charbonneau. Gets it to him. Back to Summers in the corner for three. Little short. Rebound, Zeke Morris. Zeke Morris playing big tonight in the absence of Gage Long. Hunter Perez jogs it across the line. Guarded by Charbonneau. Handoff to Hurst. Hurst goes back to the right side to Fox, who was looking down low to Zeke Morris. Instead, now he'll drive to the baseline. And Austin Fox will dribble it back up top. Coach McGregor calls a new play. Dump inside. Zeke Morris guarded by DJ Howe. Morris kick out to Austin Fox in that right corner. 90 seconds to play in our first quarter. Hunter Perez goes left side to Carter Long. Long with it on that left wing. Goes up top Morris. Morris, couple of pump fakes. Goes back left side to Austin Fox. Fox back up top to Nathan Hurst. Mayo basketball in play here where they're swinging around looking for the best shot. Perez, a pump fake. Drives in the lane, kick, Austin Fox open, three, knock it down! 9-4. Mayo with an early push. Right side, Charbonneau. He'll try a three. Knock it down.
Now we got a little back and forth. We got a little basketball game going.
Final minute of our first quarter with 50 seconds on there. Coach McGregor says one shot.
Special.
And Perez up top. Couple of dribbles. Waiting for the action to come. Left side to Hurst. We'll swing it around a few times here. Just seeing what the Alcona defense wants to do. Back up top to Fox. 29 seconds.
We're doing child with Austin.
24 seconds. Left on the clock. Fox dribbling up top. Not close is Wallenmeyer, so no 5-second violation in play. 15 seconds, and now they wait. Now here comes the play call, and now we should get some action with 10 seconds.
All right, let's go.
And Coach McGregor gives him the go-ahead, and here they go. Fox in the lane. He gets double-teamed. Spins around it. Left hand. It scores. That'll end our first quarter. Mayo 11 and Alcona 7 on WKJC, your power station for sports. To 7 Mayo at the end of our first quarter. This game brought to you in part by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, McDonald's of Mayo, Oscoda, Roscommon, Rose City, and Tawa City, and Mod Theaters of Lucerne.
Fresh 8 minutes on the clock. Mayo will start out with the ball.
Right side is Zeke Morris with the basketball, guarded by Borsvold into the game. Down low to Fox. Spins around Howe. Austin Fox with five first quarter points. Now he's got 7 as he spins around DJ Howe and scores, and it's 13-7 Mayo. Pass inside to Summers, and a charge is called underneath as Nathan Hurst picks up the foul, and a very good call by that official if you ask me.
Nice play, Nathan!
So Nathan Hurst draws the charge.
Huge turnaround right there. They make the basket, pick up a charge, no basket. And Austin Fox has hit his last two trips down, both on finger rolls around DJ Howe.
13-7 Mayo. They seem to have the energy right now. DJ Howe guards Austin Fox. Looks like they're going man-to-man. Fox drives right side, throws a bit of a circus shot. Rebound comes down to Borsvold. Borsvold up floor to DJ Howe. DJ Howe has it left corner, not far in front of us. Up top now to Garrett Summers. Summers back left side to Howe. He pump fakes, drives the lane into some contact. Floater, can't get the roll. The ball is tipped around and knocked out of bounds by DJ Howe.
Good energy right now from the T-Bolts. So far, the Tigers really don't have the answer yet, but if I know Coach Cole, he'll get that figured out and get it taken care of.
Hunter Perez will jog it across the timeline and get the Thunderbolts going here on offense. Austin Fox with the basketball guarded by Charbonneau up top. He shoots the three. It's a little bit off right. Rebound comes down to Evan Borsvold. Summers brings it up for the Alcona Tigers. Bounce pass to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer kicks it out to Charbonneau. Charbonneau double-teamed, able to dribble away from it. And now he'll drive a little bit to the elbow. Kick out to Summers, left side DJ Howe. He's going to get a screen, work against the screen. Now he's double-teamed and throws it across court to Charbonneau. He'll try an open three. Knock it down! His second of the game. Alcona pulls within three, 13-10. Charbonneau has got the shooting shoes on. Perez will bring it across for the Mayo Thunderbolts. Hayden Johnston heads to the scorer's table to check back in for Alcona. Perez kicks right side to Hurst. Hurst looking. Now he'll dribble and go back up top to Long. And now left side to Austin Fox, who pulls a deep three over Howe. Knock it down. 10 points already for Austin Fox. Mayo leads 16-10.
Have yourself a day, kid. Number 5, Blues on fire.
It's the quickest I've ever seen Mayo's offense work. Charbonneau dribbles into a three. That one's short. Rebound, Evan Borsvold. It's blocked by Morris.
That was a complete volleyball spike out of bounds on that block.
Hayden Johnston checks in for Garrett Summers. 16-10, Mayo. Alcona will inbound from underneath. They go up top to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer, left side, Johnston. Again, works away from the screen by Borsvold. Perez knocks it out of bounds away from Hayden Johnston. 5:19 to play till halftime. Johnston will inbound. Go inside. Borsbold, who's easily going to score.
Yeah, and you just can't miss those. What a puppy. Left uncovered underneath the cylinder, an easy two for Evan.
16-12 now for a Mayo lead. They have the basketball. Hurst dribbling it out by the logo, the big Tiger logo. Hurst drives right in on Howe, throws it up, and Howe got a little too aggressive with the body. That'll send Hurst to the line to shoot two. This game brought to you in part by Luzerne Hardware, Lincoln Hardware, the Mayo Pharmacy and Mercantile Bank of Fairview.
First foul on Howe, second on the team here in the first half. Fouls to a minimum right now, which is good for both teams.
Hurst misses that first free throw. Alcona needs to find a second shot creator. They've gotten Charbonneau on a couple of standalone threes as both free throws missed. Rebound pulled down by DJ Howe. Hayden Johnston will bring it across, go left side to DJ Howe. He drives into the lane, steps away from contact, and he probably cost himself a foul call, but Evan Borsvold is it the cleanup crew and cuts the lead to two.
Yeah, it's the Evan Borsvold show right now. Two easy buckets underneath.
16-14, Mayo. Zeke Morris now has it left side. A couple of jab steps, now go back up top, Perez. Perez left side, Hurst, wide open three. Missed everything, and rebound saved by Fox off of Wallenmeyer.
Yeah, real good play, diving out of bounds, threw it off the opponent. Wallenmeyer took it right in the thigh, and it's going to stay with Mayo under the basket.
Littlest guy on the court, Perez will inbound. Cross court goes to Carter Long, and ball on the ground. I think Carter Long might have just picked up his third foul. It is. That is Long's third foul, which means he'll check out, and that'll bring Brody Fox into the game.
Right. They said he was a little bit smaller than Hunter Perez, and they're not lying.
So height definitely not the advantage right now.
Look at Hunter and Brody Fox. I love it.
16-14. Mayo with the lead. Alcona with the basketball. They give it to Howe. And we've got a three in the lane on Borsvold as Howe was going to tie it up with a nice fadeaway jumper.
Don't see that call very often, but it's definitely a call that should be made when it happens.
David Charbonneau gives DJ Howe a couple of words to keep him focused. Perez will jog it across for Mayo. Again, leading by two, 16-14. Austin Fox, 10 points on the night with the basketball. He drives into Hayden Johnston, just throws it up through the contact. No good. Rebound by Garrett Summers. Garrett Summers up to Hayden Johnston. Left side, DJ Howe. Pump fake three, drives the lane, gets inside, and an offensive foul using his off arm. And so that'll be his second foul. And so it'll go back to the Mayo Thunderbolts.
Excellent officiating so far in this game. They're calling what needs to be called. And you don't hear me say that very often, but 16-14 here, 3:30 left till halftime.
Great energy for not a supremely high-scoring game. Left side, Zeke Morris. Up top now to Austin Fox. Guarded by Summers. Tries the deep three. No good. Rebound, Evan Borsvold. And now Charbonneau will bring it up for the Tigers. Up top to Summers. He hasn't really gotten in the action yet. Back to Charbonneau on that left side. Screen by Borsvold. Charbonneau in the lane. Give back to Borsvold. Passes a little behind the ball on the ground and knocked out of bounds by Mayo.
Yeah, it went off a blue shin, so Alcona luckily is going to hang on to it, or that'd have been a turnover. Turnovers are at a minimum two. Three for Mayo and two for Alcona right now.
And a timeout for Alcona on WKJC, your power station for sports. Alcona with the basketball, trailing by two, 16-14. Summers working it with Hayden Johnston on the right side. Up top to Evan Borsvold. Guarded by Hunter Perez. Got him to pick up his dribble. Inside, picked off by Fox. Austin Fox for Mayo, bringing it across the timeline. Left side to Brody Fox. Back up top, Hunter Perez. Now right side, Nathan Hurst. Guarded by Garrett Summers. Now left side to Zeke Morris. Jab step over Borsfold to three. It's short. Rebound comes all the way out to Brody Fox. Hunter Perez with the basketball. Goes to Zeke Morris on that left side.
You got to duck in there, Austin.
Now up top to Austin Fox. Left side, Nathan Hurst. 2 minutes to play until halftime. Alcona by two. Brody Fox with the basketball. Left side, Hunter Perez. Erskine keeps swinging it around, looking for that best shot. DJ Howe guarding Perez. Now right side to Brody Fox. Looking down low, nothing there. He's going to go right side to Zeke Morris. Zeke Morris drives baseline and trips, and they're going to go travel. Either way, travel out of bounds would have worked. And so now it will come to the Alcona Tigers. Evan Borsville checks out. Jacob Renchensky back into the game.
Evan Borsville did a great job for the minutes he was in the game, picking up five rebounds and a few points as well.
Yeah, 4 points for him. Keep Alcona within two. DJ Howe, mid-range jumper. Can't get the friendly roll on his home court. Disco ball's out. That would have tied the game. Still 16-14 mile. They have the basketball. It's Hunter Perez up top working on David Charbonneau. Goes left side to Zeke Morris. Morris working around, looking, looks down low, right side, Hunter Perez, open three, little long, bounces again, can't get it, and knocked out of bounds, no, it's saved by Renchensky, nice job by Renchensky, Yelkona with the basketball, final minute of our first half, Summers has the basketball, screened by Hayden Johnston, goes right side to DJ Howe. Howe inside to Summers, good pressure by Mayo, ball loose, and Mayo going to come away with it.
Late Alcona turnover is going to give the one shot here, as you can hear Coach McGregor hollering it out to the Thunderbolts.
Back up, Brody.
Brody Sullivan or Brody Fox. Man, Brody Sullivan, keep going. Brody Fox left side with the basketball. 30 seconds remaining in our first half. Fox wants to come get it. Charbonneau keeping him away. And now Fox in trouble. We might get a 5 second call. He's going to have to move it. Finally goes and gets it to Fox with 15 seconds to play in our first half. Fox drives to the right baseline and a foul coming on Charbonneau. Only the team's fourth, so nowhere near free throws, and it's only his first, so really not a big deal. You got ones to give. You might as well make him inbound again.
Yeah, plenty to give here right now.
Really nothing wrong with playing aggressive as long as they're not in the act of shooting. You got two more that you can give. 9 seconds remaining in the half. Fox inbound to Hurst. Dribbles around Charbonneau into the lane. Back up Perez. Pump fake. Steps into a three. No. Rebound tipped and grabbed by Johnston. That'll end our first half. An exciting one at that. At halftime, it's Mayo 16. It's Alcona 14 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Low scoring but exciting first half of basketball. 16-14 Mayo after our first half, our leading scorers. So each team only had three players score. Austin Fox had 10 points for Mayo. Nathan Hurst had four. Carter Long had two. And then for Alcona, it was David Charbonneau knocked home two threes. That gave him 6 points. DJ Howe and Evan Borsfold each had four. So a low scoring, but still I felt like good basketball played in front of us.
Yeah, it was really good. Mayo got out-rebounded a little bit in the first half, 11-7, leading the way for the Tigers is Evan Borsfold, who came off the bench and led with five rebounds, and Zeke Morris, who had a big second quarter, playing really solid, stepping up for the Thunderbolts. He had five also, and they kept the turnovers even at four each. So, you know, low turnovers, not a lot of fouls. Everybody had stuff to give away there. I'm looking for more of the same here in the second.
Good basketball. Maybe we can get a couple of more points. That'd be nice, too. This game brought to you in part by Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville, H&R Block of Mayo and Chris Mart of Lincoln. The Tigers now working left to right. Start with the basketball. Garrett Summers goes right side to David Charbonneau. Gets a screen by Renchensky, works against the screen, and instead goes up top to DJ Howe, who swings it and will screen for Summers. Summers into the lane. Had the ball whacked as he goes up. Howe will get an offensive rebound. Cross-court pass Charbonneau. Inside Renchensky. Renchensky blocked by Morris again.
Real good D. No give up in these Thunderbolts on the defensive side of the ball.
Alcona will trigger from underneath. Summers goes up top to Howe. DJ Howe straight up top right side now back to Summers. Left side Johnston. Screen coming from Howe. Johnston picks it up. Dishes it down low to Howe. Fade away. Little short. And Howe got hit, but yeah, no foul call. And
tipped out of bounds by Renchensky there, so Mile will grab control of the ball here with 7:20 left in the third.
Man-to-man defense still here being played by Alcona. Mayo's first possession of the half. Hurst will slowly get it across. Now starts the action. Drives right side almost to the baseline. Left side, Austin Fox for three. It's well short. Rebound by Hunter Perez. Offensive rebound. Steps into a three now. Knock it down.
Boy, the little guy. He just doesn't get enough credit, digs around, gets himself a scrappy rebound, and then takes it up top and pumps a three in. Good work, Hunter.
19-14 for Mayo. Charbonneau left side to Johnson, dribbles it up top, works around the perimeter. Wanted to go inside, and he jumped, and he traveled. And Mayo will get possession back.
You can't do that.
It's the only thing we're missing. We're right next to a student section.
Yeah.
Got a loud Mayo cheering section behind us. In a good spot. Nathan Hurst will dribble it up across the line. 6.5 to play in our third quarter. 19-14 Mayo. Mayo dribble. Nathan Hurst will throw it to nobody. I think someone was maybe supposed to be in the corner and wasn't, so he throws it right out of bounds. Johnston now to Summers. Summers will dribble it across the line. Go right side, guarded tightly by Perez. Up top, Charbonneau, open three, no good. Rebound, Renchensky through contact, got it with the foul. He'll go to the line and shoot one more. That is four on Carter Long.
Big, big rebound for Renchensky. Puts it right back up. Took some body on it, and he'll try for an old-fashioned here.
No good, but T.J. Howe punches the rebound out to Summer, shoots the three, knock it down, we're tied!
Just like that, 19-19, and now some pressure from Alcona.
See if they fall back into man out of this. Yes, they will. So it's full-court man-to-man. Perez just runs right by it. Bounce pass to Morris in the lane. Works on Howe, goes up, goes under, through the contact, no good. Rebound to Renchensky. Good defense by DJ Howe. Quickly up court come the Tigers. Charbonneau right to the lane. Floater up, no good. Rebound to Austin Fox. Tied at 19. Fox dribbles right to the lane. Left hand and scores.
Boy, he saw that all the way at half court. Went right for it, right up the gut.
Nobody stopped the ball.
Nope.
And so that'll make it 21-19 Mayo. Alcona with the basketball. Left side, DJ Howe. Cross court pass to Garrett Summers. Summers drives baseline. Dump inside Renchensky. Goes off the wrong foot. And he's going to draw a foul. And he'll go to the line with a chance to shoot two and maybe tie it up.
Brody Fox heading back in the game right now for Mayo. Also, he's kneeling at the bench.
This game brought to you in part by Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. And Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations.
Renchensky knocks down the first of two. Fox comes in and replaces Carter Long.
Evan Borswold into the game. And Renchensky ties it at the line. We're tied at 21. And now Alcona falls back out of that full court man-to-man as Dermayo kind of killed it twice. So Perez will walk it across the line. We're tied at 21. Mayo with the basketball. Good defense by Alcona so far. Perez still dribbling. Able to reset a couple of times. Charbonneau playing good defense without his hands. Goes right side now to Austin Fox. Fox hop step in the lane, and we're going to get a travel.
Call it looks travel like. On that. Yeah, absolutely. He just can't slide. The coach knows it. He's all over him about it.
Well,
turnover Mayo.
These tight games are only going to make Coach McGregor even more intense than he already is. Hurst knocks a pass out of bounds. We're right by Coach McGregor, so we get everything, and I'm sure he's being picked up on our microphone. Summers will inbound right in front of him to DJ Howe. Howe, baseball pass inside. Renchensky dumped down to Borsvold. Borsvold up through contact, kick, and it's a go. Renchensky, a rebound, but off his own leg. Ball back to Mayo, tied at 21.
Renchensky getting some good looks on rebounds. That time he went to Borsvold. I think he should have shot it himself. I think he had a better look himself.
Perez dribbling the basketball up top, hands it off to Hurst. Standing on the Tiger logo. Walks across the volleyball line. Now he'll drive straight line, drive to the right side, underneath the basket, and will come all the way out to Brody Fox. Fox guarded by Renchensky. He's got to get down there to guard Brody Fox. Cross court to Perez. Perez dribbles back up top. Clears some space. Goes to Zeke Morris, guarded by Borsvold. Now up top to Austin Fox. Left side to Hurst. Hurst drives to the middle. Kick out. Brody Fox for three. Off to the right. Rebound DJ Howe. Garrett Summers jogs it across for the Tigers. And now ball knocked out of bounds by Perez. You got the right idea. Perez is guarding Renchensky. You got to give the ball down to him.
Yeah, there was almost a walk there, and Coach McGregor wanted it. They didn't get it.
Ricky's shot checks in for Renchensky, so they'll go a little smaller now. David Charbonneau clears some space. And now inside to Summers. Summers gets behind Brody Fox and scores.
Yeah, nice play for a puppy underneath. 3:14. Alcona up top now by two.
Perez jogs it up for Mayo. First Alcona lead since early in the game. Probably won't be our last lead change. Left side now, Brody Fox. Couple of jab steps, jab step, jab step. Now goes back up top to Fox. Excuse me, to Zeke Morris. Guarded by Evan Borsvold. Right side now, Hunter Perez. 2:45 to play in our third quarter. 23-21 Alcona, the low-scoring game we thought we were going to have. Zeke Morris drives left side. Had a rip by Ricky Schott. Here come the Tigers. It's a 4-on-1. Ricky Schott right to the lane, and Nathan Hurst will draw the foul and make sure he doesn't get an easy layup.
Yeah, there's good fouls and bad ones. That was a good one. Make them shoot these two.
This game brought to you in part by Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, Big Creek Bump and Pain of Luzerne, and Oscoda County Abstract of Mile.
Third foul on Mile this half, already first on Hurst.
Ricky shot with that fun free throw routine. Free throw jump shot essentially off of one leg. He misses the first. He lifts his right leg and just kind of hops on the left leg while he shoots it. And he's 0 for 2. Rebound controlled by Mayo. Austin Fox with it. 23-21 Alcona. 2.5 to play. Is this one shot for Mayo?
Not yet. I don't think so. Not down two.
You're close. Austin Fox gives it off to Hunter Perez. Hunter Perez dribbles to the right. Free throw line extended. Dumps it inside to Hurst. Hurst working on Summers. That's Fox, excuse me, who goes with the hook shot. No good. Rebound pulled down by Summers. Summers now runs right into the lane. Nobody stops the ball, and he fades away from the basket and can't score. And now a foul is going to come underneath on Evan Borsvold as Zeke Morris grabbed another rebound.
Yep. It's Alcona's first foul. Plenty to give still here yet. 2 minutes left in the third.
Perez will walk it across. Walking up, finally makes it to the logo. They got to get it across. Now they give it to Fox, and they do get it. That'd be pretty close to 10 seconds. Fox just kind of slowly reading the defense. Kicked out to Hurst after he drives. Now back to Fox in that right corner. Not quite the deep corner. Now goes back up top, Perez. Perez drives to the free throw line and then goes back out to Brody Fox. Guarded by Ricky Schott up top, Zeke Morris. Morris in the lane through the contact to Summers. He'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, Borsvold got him inside.
Chance to tie it up here for Zeke Morris. That'll be the second on Summers.
Yeah, these are big free throws here for Mile right now at this point of the game. You can tell free throws are going to be important already.
First one is up, well short.
Yeah, that one didn't have a chance.
Renchensky and Johnston check in. Hayden Johnston check in. Evan Borsvold, Garrett Summers will check out. Zeke Moore's second free throw to bring it within one. That one's good. His first points of the night. And makes a 23-22 Alcona. DJ Howe with the basketball, dribbling out towards the logo. Now he steps a little bit closer, tried to dump inside, it's kicked and stolen. Austin Fox with it, guarded by Johnson into the lane. Hop step, layup, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and out of bounds off Mayo.
Yeah, and unfortunately on that rebound, Zeke Morris kind of got his arm hit from behind, and he's the one that tipped it out. Alcona ball.
Tigers bring it across. It's David Charbonneau, left side to Hayden Johnston, leading by one. 1 minute to play in the third. Johnston drives in, had the ball tipped away. Perez steals it up court to Hurst. Hurst finger roll. Mayo leads 24-23.
Big turnover there. Mayo took advantage of it.
44 seconds to play in the quarter. Charbonneau, cross-court shot. Shot for three. No good. Rebound, Renchensky. Into the lane. Steps through and foul on the floor. And so Renchensky draws the foul on Austin Fox. That was, as in the NBA, that's definitely an and one with the continuation. Hadn't quite started his shooting motion yet. Fourth team foul on Mayo. Summers inbound to Johnston. Quickly up, no good. Got his own rebound, but he brought it down, and so it was ripped away. And now we've got a jump ball. Zeke Morris rips it away. And now we have the, this has got to be just jump ball, right? Jump ball, yeah, there we go.
Possession arrow will go to Mayo, though.
Mayo basketball,
yeah.
So with 30 seconds remaining in our third quarter, Mayo will hold for one shot. There's no doubt about it here. Leading by one.
Absolutely.
There, yeah, Coach McGregor holds up the one.
Yep.
And so Perez will slowly walk it across with that 1 point lead, 24-23. Just dribbling on the logo, waiting for the right time. Summers comes up to meet him. Fouls to give here. You've only had two if you're Alcona. You don't want to use too many, but you also want where you don't have to have foul too much in the fourth quarter. Pass out to Fox for three, no good. And Perez up at the buzzer, no good. So we got to the end of our third quarter. Yeah, Perez misses one at the buzzer, so it is still Mayo 24, and it is Alcona 23. Alcona will start with the basketball to start our fourth and final quarter of play.
Hey, give us a stop right here.
Inbound comes to Summers, and he will go to right side to Ricky Schott. Now to the free throw line, DJ Howe. And a poked away by Austin Fox. Streamlining down the right side. Layup is good.
What a play. Strip, steal, and score from Austin Fox. That was big.
14 points on the night for Fox. Mayo by three, 26-23. Tigers with the basketball. Charbonneau dribbles into a mid-range jumper. No good. And DJ Howe will knock it out of bounds.
Yep. He's kind of over the back there, a little bit of Zeke Morris, and tapped her out of bounds, and Mayo can add to this three-point lead now with 7 and a quarter left.
Nathan Hurst and will walk it across, and now how slow does Mayo want to go with a three-point lead? Hurst, double dribbled. Double dribbled on that drive, and so it will go back to the Tigers.
I didn't see that, but he had a better look at it, a better view than I did.
Yeah, we're looking through 10 bodies. Garrett Summers with the basketball for the Tigers. Dribbles to the right side, picks up his dribble. Goes inside Johnston. Fox pokes it away and knocked out of bounds off of Austin Fox. Nope, off of the Tigers. And so it'll go to the Mayo Thunderbolts. 1 minute into our fourth quarter, it's Mayo by three, 26-23.
Alex Cole not happy with that call just now.
Zeke Morris has it on the right side. Couple of pump fakes. It goes out to Austin Fox, guarded by Ricky Schott. Right side now to Brody Fox. Up top now to Hurst. Hurst into the corner. Fox, he drives baseline. Little floater. No good. Rebound pulled down by Hayden Johnston. Up court to DJ Howe. DJ Howe cross court. Sharbanoff for three in the tie. No good. And rebound comes down to Mayo. Hunter Perez with the basketball. And now he is fouled. And so that'll be the third team foul on Alcona. And looks like timeout coming for Mayo. We will take one with them here in WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you by Lashley Funeral Home of Mayo, Northern Power Sports of Mayo, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas and Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City. Mayo with the basketball, leading by three, 6:17 to play in our fourth quarter. 26-23, the undefeated Thunderbolts with the lead, playing a game just how they like it, low scoring. Perez dribbles it across for the Thunderbolts, goes into the deep corner to Nathan Hurst. Hurst will dribble it back out. Double teamed up top, goes left side to Fox. Looks like anytime anybody dribbles to the top middle, they're going to double team it.
Yeah, they're trapping them up top. Still playing a man-to-man, though.
Left side, Fox, pump fake the three. Guarded by Ricky Schott. Goes up top, Zeke Morris. Morris pump fakes a three. Now goes right side, Hunter Perez. Perez guarded tightly by Hayden Johnston. Double coming again. And double coming again now as they pass it to Austin Fox. Charbonneau. And looks like he's going to pick up that foul. And Coach Cole says, grab the basketball. He's putting it in front of you. Don't reach. Just grab it. Just grab the ball. And that's the third on Charbonneau, fourth team foul. They throw it into the backcourt to Austin, to Hunter Perez, excuse me. Again, the double coming. Right side now to Nathan Hurst. Hurst left side to Austin Fox. 5:20 to play. Mayo by three. Bounce pass across to Hunter Perez. Cross court again. Now back to Fox. And back to Perez. It's a 2-3 zone with a trap up top is essentially what they're playing here. Fox, bounce pass Perez. They're pushing him back towards that end line. No good defense by the Tigers.
Don't be surprised if Mile holds on the basketball all the way to the end here.
Yeah, they would have no problem winning this game 26-23 with 5 minutes to play. Fox just keep on dribbling around. Picks up his basketball. Go to Perez. Again, pressure coming. Now right side to Hurst. Hurst will dribble and gets a foul on Garrett Summers.
Absolutely.
And timeout coming for Alcona. We'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you in part by Woodhaven Log and Lumber of Mayo, the Nor'easter Music and Arts Festival of Mayo, and the Health Hub of Luzerne.
So everything we expected tonight, Bradley, 26-23. Mile working that stall right now, and like I said, wouldn't shock me a bit if they tried to hold on to it for right down to the end here.
And Alcona knows that. That's why they're sending that aggressive double team, trying to make sure that the Thunderbolts have to work for it, and maybe they can get a steal. Well, Mayo will inbound from the side.
They're up to five fouls now, so only one more to give.
And they're still going to play that double team, and now they're going to try and cut off the passing lane, so they go left side to Brody Fox. I think they want the ball in the hands of Brody Fox, and he dribbles it all the way across and then gives it to Nathan Hurst. Alcona really pushing up their defense, and Charbonneau again, another foul, a blocking foul, sticking his leg out. And Charbonneau getting into it with the official a little bit. That is the fourth on Charbonneau, sixth team foul, so they have no more to give with 4:21 to play.
Wallenmeyer checks into the ball game now for Charbonneau. And these are legit fouls. I mean, these aren't, you know, these are fouls that are truly happening. Look at this little lob underneath. And a little puppy dog. Wow. Hunter Perez threw it all the way under the basket on the inbounds to Austin Fox.
And the ball turned over. Summer tried to throw a deep ball up top to Wallenmeyer. It's picked off, and now the Thunderbolts lead by five. And have the basketball. 4 minutes to play. Right side, Hunter Perez. Cross court to Brody Fox. Guarded by DJ Howell.
What a mismatch that is, but Brody Fox works it onto the floor and gets it back out.
Austin Fox dribbles in the lane, and Hurst wanted to shoot it, but Coach McGregor told him to get it back out. And now a foul coming by Johnston. They're going to send him to the line. That was an intentional foul. They are going to start the free throw game with 3:42 to play.
Well, they know that they can't. I mean, they're not going to be able to jump in and grab this ball from him. This is what I call the mile magic right here. This is why they win their games.
So Nathan Hurst at the line, shooting a 1-1. Leading by five. It's amazing, the foul game at 3:42. First free throw by Hurst is good. Gives him 11 points on the night. Gives him 7 points on the night.
Coach not even sending a rebounder down.
Second free throw, no good. So Mayo leads by 6, 29-23, 3.5 to play. Extending their defense out now are Mayo. And Summers gives it the shot. Shot had it ripped out of his hands by Perez and out of bounds, so to stay with the Tigers.
How do you not like little Hunter Perez, man?
Fantastic player. Summers will inbound from underneath. They got to get the ball in the hands of DJ Howe. He has not really been a factor since early on. Summers for three. It's short. And rebound to Hunter Perez. Quickly up court go the Mayo Thunderbolts. And a carry on Hunter Perez. And timeout coming for Alcona again. We'll take another one with them. 29-23 Mayo, 3:17 to play on WKJC, your power station for sports. Mayo with the lead. Tigers with the basketball. 3:17 to play. Tigers kind of need a bucket here. They've been held scoreless in the fourth quarter. Got to get the ball in the hands of DJ Howe somehow. They try to get him on a back cut, but it's not there. So Johnston double dribbles. He dribbled into it. And everybody on Mayo saw that too. Another turnover.
Well, at least they're calling it both ways.
Fox will inbound to Perez. Up court to Brody Fox. Brody Fox will stop and give the basketball up top to Austin Fox, who then is fouled by Ricky Schott. So he'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1, 2:57 to play.
Interesting strategy all night, but they've never quit on their strategy. And, you know, kudos go out to Coach McGregor.
And kudos to Coach Cole for being willing to foul this early. I give him a lot of credit. Free throw's no good. Rebound DJ Howe. And that's why if they miss free throws, you can get yourself back in this with time not coming off the clock.
Got to make buckets, though.
Charbonneau dribbles into a three, way off. Rebound on the ground and knocked out of bounds by Mayo.
Yeah, easy rebound right there, too. And Zeke Morris just juggled it and then tipped it out of bounds. So Alcona will get another chance. They need to make something happen.
Left side, Charbonneau, another three. That one no good. Shot with a rebound and an offensive foul. Looks like it's going to be called.
Yeah, it might have been
on
DJ Howe.
Underneath somewhere, Howe picked up a foul. And so offensive foul, loose ball foul, so there's no free throws here.
Full court man here.
Fox will inbound, goes full court to Hurst, all the way down, and he's fouled. And Summers will send him to the line. And so that is the fourth on Summers. And now shooting two the rest of the way is Mayo. No, 2:37 to play, and you got him shooting two the rest of the way. Free throw no good by Hurst, and that's why.
Mayo giving him every opportunity right now by not knocking down these free throws to get back in this contest. But Elkona just not walking through the open door, and another one missed. And DJ Howe pulls down another board.
Summers will bring it across for Elkona. Right side, Ricky shot. They need a bucket. He drives into a mid-range jumper and scores and finally puts Elkona on the board in the fourth quarter. Makes it 29-25. Summers forced to travel. Hurst stepped on the end line after he was caught by the sideline and then ended up taking the extra step. Timeout Elkona will take one with them. And we'll keep it right here for a 30. And keep it right here in a 30-seconder. And Elkona, I mean, interesting strategy. Not very bold, but, I mean, you got the basketball. Mayo's about 1-for-8 at the free throw line, 1-for-6 or so at the free throw line in this fourth quarter. Elkona, if they can find a way to put this one in the bucket, one score game, things get very interesting. Got to get the hands ball into the hands of DJ Howe, no doubt about it. DJ Howe is only 4 points on the night, and they were almost immediate in that first quarter. Tigers break the huddle. And it'll be Summers who will trigger from underneath. Summers looking. Goes in the shot in the corner. Up top, Johnston. Cross court, Summers for three. No. Rebound pulled down by Zeke Morris, and Hayden Johnston will foul him and send him to the line to shoot two. Man, they got the look they wanted. A fantastic shot, a fantastic play call by Coach Cole. Summers, it just rimmed out.
Kind of did the loop around the rim.
Zeke Morris, first free throw. Is going to get a friendly roll off the front rim. Zeke Morris, 2 points on the night now.
No rebounders under the basket for Miles. Second one's up, won't go. Rattles in and out, and Howe brings it down.
2:05 to play in our contest. Summers will bring it up, trailing by five. Screen by Howe for shot. Inside to Howe. Up to Johnston. Free throw line jumper no good. And rebound tipped down by Morris. And a foul coming on DJ Howe. And that'll send, I'm not sure who ended up fouling to the line. Who, I think it's Hurst who got fouled.
Well, Hurst ended up with the rebound, so I think that's who they got.
And that's four on DJ Howe. And they're going to put Evan Borswold into the contest here. 1:52 to play. We've had so much pace through this game, and now we are going to slow this last 4 minutes down. Hurst makes the first. Makes it a 6-point game, 31-25. Ricky shot checks out. Evan Borswold in. Second free throw by Hurst is good, and they finally make a pair. 7-point game, 32-25. Summers drives, mid-range J, no good. Rebound, Borswold goes way over the top of Fox. That is dangerous, but he's fighting for it. And foul goes on Fox.
Wow. That's one of the wilder ones I've seen. Evan Borswold all over his back to the point of flipping over him, and the foul goes the other way.
They're going
to
say Fox undercut him.
Arnada.
Right side, Johnston. Johnston with the, picks up his dribble. Cross court, Summers for three. Knock it down. Big shot for Garrett Summers. Makes it a 4-point game, 32-28. And now Summers is going to pick up an intentional foul. Yep. Flagrant foul. So it'll be free throw and the ball for Mayo, and I believe that's the fifth for on Summers. And so now we'll see. I believe that's five, and yes, it is. So Summers, man, you can't have that. You just get a three to bring you back in it down by four, and then you pick up your fifth foul and an intentional foul at that.
Yeah, he's not happy either. He just threw the water bottle behind the bench.
So Fox will get the two intentional foul free throws. Austin Fox.
And
the first. And Maya will retain possession. Man, that is a tough thing to do if you're Alcona. Fox rattles home both free throws. So Maya will inbound from the side, leading by six, a minute and a half to play. Playing without Gage Long. So Charbonneau checks in for Summers. Fox into the lane, can't score. Rebound pulled down by Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott, left side, DJ Howe. Howe to the lane, can't get it to go, but he'll go to the line to shoot two, a blocking foul on Hurst. And he's just mad that he missed it. He thought he should have made it and got an and one. It was the correct call on the block by Hurst. That's his second.
Well, if you ever needed to knock down two free throws, DJ Howe needs to do it right now.
First one is good. So that will bring Caden Hebert and Ryken Wallenmeier in the game. Charbonneau and Borsvold out. Little offense defense, which they can't have Charbonneau foul because he's got four. And Howe makes both free throws. Makes it 34-30, 1:17 to play. Fox with the basketball, and DJ Howe, I think, just picked up his fifth foul.
They gave it to 34.
Oh, they gave it to Wallenmeier. So that'll be Austin Fox, who goes to the line to shoot two with 1:16 to play.
It's kind of like a routine for Mile. They know this very well right here, what's going on.
First free throw by Austin Fox is good.
What a big night this kid's had. Austin Fox, you want to talk about somebody that picked up the slump for Gage Long. Austin Fox went above and beyond tonight.
If he makes this free throw, he'll have 20 points.
And he does.
Mayo by six, 36-30. Ricky shot to Charbonneau. Charbonneau dribbles, kick out to DJ Howe for three. It's blocked by Morris. Rebound comes down to Austin Fox. They're chasing him around trying to get a foul. He gets across the timeline, and Hayden Johnston will push him, and they'll just go with common foul. And so that'll send Austin Fox to the line to shoot two more with under a minute to play. Alcona's inability to just hit shots on their end. First free throw by Fox is short.
Coach McGregor bringing up the fact that he thought that should have been a flagrant as well, but falling on deaf ears of the official right now. Knocks down his second free throw, and we will have a timeout.
53.4 seconds on the clock. We'll take one with them on WKJC, your power station for sports. Mayo over top of Alcona, trying to stay undefeated. It's been a free throw shooting contest for 4 minutes for Mayo, and they've been able to knock down more free throws than Alcona's been able to knock down shots. So it'll be Alcona basketball with 53 and a half seconds remaining, trailing by seven. Shot inbounds to Hayden Johnston. Runs it up the court. See what set they drew up. They get it to Howe for three. They need it. Can't get it. Rebound comes down, though, to Ricky Schott. He dribbles out into a three. No good. And it'll go out of bounds. And with 37.2 left, they're going to need to get a steal.
Yeah, which they should give about 8 seconds here before fouling to try to get a steal, not just foul a guy right away.
Give it to Fox. Ricky Schott will just grab him.
Yeah.
And send Austin Fox to the line again.
Yeah, not only that, it's their best free throw shooter as well. So
Fox has knocked down five free throws in this quarter.
and Alex Cole just shaking his head. He's upset. This is a game that he really wanted tonight. Meant a lot to him.
First free throw is short by Austin Fox.
I shouldn't have said anything. Gave him the announcer's jinx. He'll make the second one.
Oh, you're doing him bad. Already made it. Okay. You got lucky there. That makes it 38-30. 30 seconds left. Hand off Charbonneau. Perez gets a hand on it. 23 seconds. And, oh, Hayden Johnson just laid out Hunter Perez. And he's going to pick up a foul for that.
Now, that's another one of those ones where not a shooting foul.
Correct. Just player control. Hey, do you think Coach McGregor wants Stack? I think that's what he wants.
Yeah.
Maybe. Perez throws it deep, and it's like a quarterback play in there. Hayden Johnston steals it. Left side, Charbonneau for three. No good. And rebound tipped down to Ricky Schott, and we're going to have a jump. No, timeout, Alcona. Timeout given to Alcona with 11 seconds left, 38-30. So they are going to give him that timeout. At the end of the day, it's not going to matter much. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. Well, Alcona tried a strategy. They tried to just foul Mayo with about 4 minutes remaining in the game to stop them from holding the basketball, and they just have not made enough shots. Alcona has gotten the misses they needed.
Yeah, they certainly had chances, Bradley. They just didn't knock anything down.
Alcona were triggered from underneath their basket. They'll go into Borsvold, who go up and can't hit it. Austin Fox will get a rebound, and he will be shoved into the bench. That'll be an intentional foul. He will go to the line. He'll shoot two. They'll get the ball back as well. It's a foul on Hayden Johnston. That's his fifth. So he will check out of the game. So Johnston will have to check out, and they got to get somebody in for him.
David Charbonneau getting it from the ref right in front of the coach right now as well. So... referee wanted to make a point about something, whether it was his mouth or something else that he did on the floor. Official didn't like it.
There we go. Now they finally realize Hayden Johnson is five.
Yep.
So Austin Fox will go to the line. There's 4.5 seconds left in this game. He'll go to the line. He'll shoot two. Mayo inbound and end this game. He makes another one. Seven made free throws. Just in this quarter alone by Austin Fox, make that eight.
Told you he was a good free throw shooter.
And so it's 40-30, and Maya will get the basketball, and I'm sure that Alcona is just going to let him inbound.
Yeah, and Maya will just dribble it out.
And, yeah, Coach Cole just shakes his head. Game over. Our final score, Maya 40. Alcona 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports.